Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
All right, let's stand for prayer. Everybody, stand. Let's stand and let's share a word of prayer. Right after that, we can start. I'm so excited to be here tonight and to see all of you. This is not a strange place to me. I have been here many times. And so it's like homecoming for me. All right. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. All right. Lift your two hands and let's pray. Eternal Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your faithfulness. We bless you for your kindness. Tonight, we ask your presence, your spirit, your glory. Let the anointing of the Spirit of God come upon these wonderful men in Jesus' mighty name. I come against every satanic order structure. We come against the turmoil of the enemy. And we declare that the future of these men are open. Heaven is open over them. The kingdom of Christ is over their lives. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Let me hear a crazy amen in this place. Somebody shout, hey! I feel it. Hallelujah. Thank you. First of all, let me thank God for the leadership of this school, from the headmaster to the board of trustees to the lecturing faculty. Let me thank God for everybody part of the Christian Fellowship. Thank you to all teachers and teaching staff. But most importantly, to you. I mean, the vim is too much. The vim is too much. Somebody shout. The vim is too much. Hallelujah. The next time I will come very well prepared. This sound is disturbing me. The next time I will come very well. Hallelujah. Say amen. Before I allow you to take your seats, I am going to one more time. And, the grace of God will be in motion. Just want to have the opportunity to share the gospel with you. And to let you know that there are, we are future leaders, believe it, because in the next 10 years, in the next 15 years, the people standing here will be the people there. Hallelujah! 20 years ago, there was no Facebook. Only 20 years ago, there was no Facebook, there was no Instagram, there was no WhatsApp, there was no Twitter. Only 20 years ago, the guy who founded Facebook back, he didn't have companies. The test was on companies. You were just trying something that would help the people within his university. That are going to the top. If they are going to the top, then they need to go to the top. Where? Hallelujah. If we are going to have a president of Ghana from this place, ministers of state from this place, I better hear your amen, brother. Hallelujah. Most of the bishops in Ghana, most of the fathers in Ghana, they started on campus. Yeah. Most of the admissions, they started on campus. Most of the great people, businessmen, businesswomen, most of your fathers and mothers, they all started on campus. And so we are here with campus fire. I am trusting God. And I'm telling you, all sphere of life, God is lifting people to be men and women of God, to be pilots, engineers, doctors, surgeons. Yeah. You believe it, it will be so for you. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. Let me read you a scripture immediately after that, then we can take our seats. I will be very brief because from here we are going to Reverend John Tay Memorial Institute. Also, we're starting there at 6, we're closing at 8. Everybody who have also joined us from around, you know, on social media watching us, from Prophet Dr. Kofi Odro, thank you. I appreciate all of you. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me read you a scripture before we take our seats from the book of, I will pick it up from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs and the 30th chapter. Let's go to chapter 31 rather. Proverbs chapter 31 and from verse number 2. Proverbs 31 and from verse 2, the Bible said, "What my son and what the son of my womb and what the son of my vows, give not thy strength to women." There are 13 classes of women in the Bible. So when we say women, don't just think a woman. The Bible makes classes of women. Foolish women, stupid women, senseless women. I don't have the time. I would have, you know, scripture after scripture. Yeah. Adulterous women, strange women, they are all in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 25, verse number 1 going, the Bible said there were wise women and there were foolish women. They were all virgins, but they were wise and foolish. It's category. Proverbs chapter number 5 and verse number 3. The Bible calls a woman in that particular place. There is a woman the Bible calls a strange woman. The Bible went further in Proverbs chapter 7 and talked about a harlot or a whorish woman in the Bible. There are so many. So when he said, don't give your strength to women. And I am about to turn by heart too. Pure! I am by heart, by heart. Hallelujah. Everybody sit down. Akaka. Hallelujah. It's going to be special. The anointing of God will spill all over this place. There is nothing you can do effectively without the power of God. I mean, you want to lead, you want to do business, you want to be a big musician, whatever you want to do, serious. Amen. Hallelujah. Akaka. All right. So the Bible said, don't give your strength unto women. And then the next line, I like it. He said, in verse number 3, I'm already in verse 3, and let's go. It doesn't work. It's too slow. All right. Okay. Then let me use mine. The Bible said in the next line, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. That means that kings are already made. But there are things that destroy kings. Nibi Kobeyeni will destroy a king. Say a good amen. Are they fine? Are they okay? I can come there, you know, it's fine. People outside, if they feel they are away, I think I have space. They can come around, you know. You don't mind sitting on the floor, you can come inside if you don't mind sitting on the floor. Hallelujah. If you feel you can't see me, you want to come close, come and sit around on the altar, on the days, on the steps. Come in and sit down. Somebody wants to come? Thank you. Watch you. Get a seat. Come here. From here, everywhere, sit down on the floor. Sit down. You want to dance? Everybody who was in Jesus' meeting, they were sitting on the floor. There were no plastic chairs. I have been to Israel. I didn't see plastic chairs in the days of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell my engineer the sound feedbacks are too much, please. Hallelujah. If you feel you are outside, you want to come through, come and sit down, and then we can start. Now, I would love this place to be very quiet, and then let me push the message in 7 minutes, and then we will start our ministration. We don't have a problem when it comes to gift. We are a gifted nation. God has blessed us. And I will not limit myself to Christianity, because as a Ghanaian, everybody is my brother and everybody is my sister. So don't let us use Christianity to separate ourselves. We are brothers and sisters. When I put the whole of this school into a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. When I start with strengths, this school has a very powerful strength. Let me just take away the name of Akraka for just 1 minute. I mean, everybody, when they finish junior high school, there are certain schools they want to attend. Akraka, Caleb, good to see you. Akraka is one of those schools. And most of the people who come here, because this school is a first class school, you have to pass well to come here. So most of the people sitting here are very intelligent people. Hello? I have not seen any senseless person here. We are wise. So I'm going to speak to only the wise. Hallelujah. One of our strengths, when you look at this nation, look at this place, we have strengths. We have people who are good academically. We have also people who are good with gifts. They can sing, they can rap, all these lovely guys, Shatta, people like Stone, people like Blacko, they all started from school. Oh, Jenny Lameona, you feel I don't know them. I know all of them. Yeah, they all started from school. It is a strength. They started from school, now they are flying the world. They started from school. One of our weaknesses is that we don't celebrate each other. It's a weakness. When one person is going higher, the other person is jealous. The other person is sectarian. And even in this school, when I come here, I can see groups. This person and his group, that person and his group, is a weakness. We must be able to come to the place to celebrate people irrespective of, no matter what they are, we should be able to celebrate people. You should be able to acknowledge that this guy is better than I am. It is not a weakness. But the moment you feel like I feel insecure around this person, that then is a weakness. Then we have opportunities. When I look at our opportunities, I look at this school and I'm seeing opportunities. Like, there are people sitting here. The moment you finish here, university is guaranteed. It's an opportunity. I mean, there are people in my hometown, in my village, who don't even have opportunity to attend a secondary school or a senior high school, let alone to attend a university. Yeah. So it's an opportunity you have. One of the opportunities is that you were born to the father you are born to. It's an opportunity. Most of you, your father picked up your hand and walked you here, and you are here. Most of you came by protocol. Yeah. Oh, please. Don't. There are elders in this country, and those elders, they have protocol immunities. It's not only for school. They take their protocol to army, to police, to air force, to navy. It's protocol immunity also there. If you see somebody who is a very good man in society, the nation gives that person some privileges. And that person can hold your hand after school and take you to the Ghana Armed Forces without any struggle. It's an opportunity. Some of you sitting here, you are British citizens, American citizens. You have passports that if you get up from this place, you can fly anywhere you want to fly. Hello? Oh. Okay, Mokobet BNN, who is an American citizen? There are many people here who have American passports. I'm going to go to Chirihono. Hallelujah. Now, one of our threats is that even though we have strengths and opportunities, most of us, and this generation particularly, is the generation that believes that you can make it without process. There is nothing that happens without process. I mean, you come into this school, it took a process. JHS, BC, before here. It's a process. Even if you are eating, it's a process. You need to take the food, put it in your mouth, chew it, swallow, and it goes into your stomach and even goes into a process. Everybody that is seated here should know, before you can get a first degree, it's a process. M.A. Hunt's a process. Ph.D. is a process. But this generation is believing, for some reason, that you can make it without process. And they are now starting to believe that you can make it without education. I have been to places where people think, we don't need education, we don't need education. And I have realized that it has destroyed the future of a lot of people. We are the only generation that believes you can make it without God. And that is why we see occultism and other things coming up, because we believe that you can make it without God. But I have checked from history to the Bible and to my current present day. Anybody that rejects God, they struggle. And when I mention God, I am talking about the Christ. Anybody that rejects Christ, they struggle a lot. Now, let me use opportunity to say that you have already succeeded. You have left Accra, you went to Legon or UCC or KNUSD, or you traveled out for your university education. You went to Cornell or Harvard or Yale or Cambridge or Oxford or any of the nice universities in the world. Central, Methodist University, Pentecost University. Name them, all the nice universities. You have finished and you have started your own entrepreneurial business. You are doing well. You have become big. But your foundation is weak. Let's say that this building is containing all of us. We are over 2,000 to 3,000 people because we are sitting on a solid foundation. There are certain things in life that if you begin with, you will not last. Because those things destroys the foundation. I am a builder by profession. I did City and Guilds of London Intermediary. I am a building technologist. Everything about building, I have studied it. From draftsmanship, architecture, ambience, electrical, plumbing, anything about building. I build. Even though you see me preaching everywhere, yelling and screaming on the internet, we be teaching by force. But I still build. That is something I do on the side. If you see some of my projects, you will understand what I'm talking about. I am a builder by profession. Now, if you build a weak foundation, I don't care how beautiful the structure is, it will come down with time. With time, it will come down. When the pressure comes to the building, it will come down. Now, let me now share with you 10 weak foundations. If anybody in this building goes the lines of any of these 10 things, I don't care how rich your father is. I don't care how popular you will become. You won't last. As I'm speaking to you right now, there is a young hip life artist. Great guy. Amazing voice. As I'm speaking to you right now, he is in a psychiatric hospital. Going through detoxing. And this will be almost about 17 times of going through detox. I want to talk to you because you have made a very good start in your life. You are a very intelligent young man. Your strengths are very good. You have good parents. They have sent you to good school. You have come to a very reputable school. Your lecturers, your teachers, your facilitators are very, very good. They know what they are doing. I mean, look at your environment. You are in a very good environment. I mean, studying. There are schools in my village which don't even have a fence wall. We smokers can walk in and out. Today is Sunday. I don't want to tell you something. Ube papa not said you will be a Beniesi school. No. Why are you behaving like you are? Okay, let me continue. You are blessed. So if you don't get it right from here, I mean, this guy, when I show you some of his music videos, the money they collected, which has ended them up in a psychiatric hospital. If Ebony was alive, I believe that Ebony will be one of the biggest artists in Africa. I believe that if people like Susie Williams was still alive, she would have been one of the biggest actresses in this country. But there are certain things that can cut people off. They don't grow, they don't mature, they don't get to the top, and they are gone. They are history. You have started very well. I mean, when I saw a picture of the prayer time, listen to people at your age, blowing in tongues. When I was your age, I didn't know what tongue speaking was. Oh, clap for yourselves, please. I remember the first time I came to preach in this school. When I started with the prophetic ministration from the beginning of my ministration. It was not here, it was the assembly hall. I walked to a young man and I said, somebody's shito is in your chop box. You stole it on Friday. And then I walked a few meters away from him. And I said to the gentleman, I said, your shito got lost Friday. This guy stole it. By the time we went 20 minutes into the service, I saw one person go out, another go out, and everybody went to replace anything they have stolen. Before the trouble comes to them. Hallelujah. So, you have started well. In order for you to continue well, listen to what I'm about to tell you. There are 10 weak foundations I want to share with you. The first thing I will talk to you this evening is carelessness. There are many people that are careless. If the school fees is not given to the administration, and your mom says, take it and give it to Mr. this, and let them pay for you. Carelessness. There are many people who went to school to shillery. Carelessness. Whilst we are sitting here, there are so many people with a second weak foundation. Pornography. Pornography. Will be as your pronoun and not just say, not just say. Hallelujah. Yeah, sorry, we are in church. But on the phones and tablets and the computers of people, porno. Akaka. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse number 1, the Bible said that death flies causes the oil or the ointment of apothecary to stink, and a little foolishness is weightier than wisdom and glory. Your number three weak foundation is Jimmy. People are learning and others are fooling. Ebi si adia, ebi su jimi. I came here to tell you, Jai Jimi. Hallelujah. Let me give you a good example of a little foolishness. When people go to the bathroom and they start. The level of sexual perversion. If I were you as a young man, I would give my life to Christ and follow the teachings of Christ and focus on my books and my studies. As for sex, atopa. Atopa bibe kumo. Atopa bibe kumo. Atopa bibe mobe kobo nsem jemu. Yo. As for sex, it will come when the time comes. Relax, relax. Hallelujah. Number four, dishonor. The greatest seed anybody can sow is the seed of honor. The Bible didn't say pay your father and your mother. He said honor your father and your mother because you can't pay them. And in this context, he was not speaking only to your biological father or mother. Listen to this. This is extremely important. Honor, honor, honor. There are so many people who died and their time had not come for death. They don't respect anybody. They can slap your mother, slap your... The moment you hit your own mother, you have decreased the days of your life. You will die like a goat. Oh, you are not hearing what I'm saying. Hallelujah. One of the things that I have seen destroy people is sleeping with your own sister. Sleeping with your cousin, your first cousin, your second cousin. Peter! I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. Akraka. Let me finish by telling you that the hand that has fed you, the hands that have blessed you, the hands that have carried you, never disrespect that hand. The person who owns that hand, never. Never speak a foul language to your mother, to your father. Never, when you are successful and you are blessed, never feel that I have no business to do with my mom or my dad. It's not a blessing. Everybody seated here, listen to this very carefully. The Bible said, he that wants to gain some substance, but does not do it righteously, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 11 says, he is like a partridge who is trying to hatch eggs that does not belong to it. In my language, the Bible said, "Die wo pa di enya ya enya tini ne sonete sa kukohidi ya ubutunkosi enyo ane to yeso ewe no obe chene mkwa ne mumi yeno na wuwa ya freno oke we ase ia." Okwasia. Yeah. Most of the deaths going on right now, it doesn't make any sense to me. Last week, five young men went for gun power. When I say gun power, they want powers, so when you shoot them, they will not die. A two-edged rule. They have charged themselves very well. They were waiting to try gun power. They shot opener once. He went back. 1, 2, 3. Yamutu. The gun power couldn't save. Let me say this to you. I started by telling you that every success is a process. Nobody just gets up and makes it. It is a process. Teachers will tell you, the people who have gone through this school to be Speaker of Parliament, Chief Justice, and all kinds, they didn't just jump to be there. Kakra, 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 kakra. And so let me tell you, the next wrong foundation is greed. Greedy people. When people are greedy, greedy for money, they want to make money overnight. It's a wrong foundation. Greed. There are many people who want money rituals. Now they have run the chick. I go ride Mercedes. It's a process. Because we all grew up thinking when you drive a big car, you are a big man. But I have come to know it is never true. People are driving borrowed cars. People are driving and living a fake life. Very fake life. Let me tell you, the real rich people, they don't make noise. The real rich people, successful people, relevant, significant people, they don't even want you to know they have it. All the guys making noise are the empty barrels, empty barrels. When people are boasting of a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, a Maserati, a Ferrari, a Bugatti, it tells me you don't have anything. The real boys, when you go to Monaco, Grand Cayman, when you go to Switzerland, they are not talking about cars. They are dealing with yachts and planes. Now let's check. How many people own yachts in this country? How many people own planes in this country? It tells you, say, you're crop for no still, you are down. You're down. I was telling the church this morning while I was in the second service, I said, I know a young man who went for money rituals, and his mother was a sacrifice. They used his mother for money rituals, and the mother died. And all that he could buy was a Toyota Camry. As is can I buy, you know, no. Yeah. Me, if I go for money rituals, the devil will regret giving it to me. Me, I won't buy a house. I will buy a whole country. Bonsama will be known also a mammy schedule. Planes, no major, Falcon, 24 sets, yachts, 30 sets. This is a schedule, and I see a bit too. I see a bit too. Hallelujah. I went to my hometown and met an old woman who is 126 years. I doubted, so the moment I heard the woman says she watches me on television, she wants to meet her, I said, good, I want to meet her. We went to the woman. The moment we got there, she said to me, Kofi, I said, Mama, she says, sit down. I have some advice for you. And this advice she gave me is what I am going to give you. And then I will close. The moment we sat down, I told my lady, I said, "Lady, sit down. The lady wants to speak to us." The first thing the 126-year-old woman told me, first thing, she said, never envy anybody. Envy is a weak foundation to great people. Never in your life envy anybody. Whilst we are in this school, some are rich, some are intermediate, some are less rich, some are poor. Never, never envy anybody. Some can start very fast and end late. Others start so slow and end first. Most of the people that were in my school, great guys, mathematicians, scientists, they topped my class. Most of my friends died in prison. It tells you from where I'm coming from. Most of my friends died in prison. I'm telling you, don't envy anybody. Sometimes you are just looking at the fake life and putting unnecessary and needless pressure on yourself. Never envy anybody. Most of the things you see on social media is not real. It's not real. I mean, some of the girls you have seen on social media, Charlie, when school closes, man, I go check the chick out. The day you meet that chick really, you will meet an old woman without it. They have just gone to import from Photoshop the nice picture of a very beautiful girl and use it as their DP. And you have been watching this DP, man, man. Asumwa yomonie. She's an old woman. Number two, the woman said to me, she said, never lie. Lies is a weak foundation. Never lie. We have people who can take the Bible and say, I pledge through faith and allegiance that I would defend, protect the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. There are people who can go to court and say, I pledge or I vow that the evidence I shall give in this court shall be the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And then when they put the Bible down, then Amalia will start. The lies will start. And they have forgotten they have sworn an oath. You know where the biggest lie is? Relationships. Oh, let me give you an example of a man who wants to win the heart of a woman. Oh, don't worry, I will fix you. Every gardens belongs to my grandfather. Flagstaff House is our poultry farm. Hallelujah. Number eight, cheating, cheating. Cheating starts with examination teacher. Cheating in examination. Hey, yes, way. Cheating in examination. Now there are sophisticated ways. So people can cut their trousers, their belt, holes, and put the apple in it. Hey. And then when we move from examination cheating, we take it to relationship marriage cheating. I know so many people who are 20 years, they say they are 15 years. That's fraud. The moment we don't teach people to be honest, sincere, amejie anokwale, they speak the truth. I tell you, Ghana is going anywhere, nowhere. All the countries where I have traveled to, there is one of the places that I realize that the people are honest. Honest. Number one is Israel. The people are honest. Number two, Arabs. Arabs don't lie. I have so many partners who are, they don't lie. But when it comes to Christians, lies. I don't behave like you don't know what I'm talking about. Upa. Upa. Cheating in America. Upa. Sorry, neja of phone. Neto akunyanisho. Neka sa wobe ba for the. Leave an iPhone 14 there. Ube ba no be buttons. No di sheni butu. Ube buttons. No di sheni butu. Mi obi ya be wia mi phone wa sorry da. Me wa wia obi ya phone obi wia me me di. A chain and I'm seeing a bebo deliverance. As I'm saying, a bebo deliverance, the empire and Sanke Kanka crowns on your bo deliverance. The man, Mark, next time when you are David. Hallelujah. Cheating. And then I'm telling you this, then we are going to close. Everybody that is in this place should know. The Bible said pride, it comes before a fall. Right now, when I talk to you about pride, you don't understand. But when you have billions sitting in a bank account right now, then you will understand what the force of pride is. When you have power, let's say that you are sitting in that chair at the Jubilee House as the president of Ghana, then you understand what I'm talking about. Right now, you know you are a very humble person. Because of Obenoku, you don't have anything. But when you start owning property at East Legon, at Beverly Hills, yeah, in California, in Oxford, you know, Street, in London, in Knightsbridge, then you will understand what I'm talking about. The Bible said that God resists the proud and showeth mercy to the humble. I will finish up, you know, apart from pride. Put it there for us, number 9. And then I'm going to tell you number 10. The most dangerous sin in the Bible. The most dangerous sin in the Bible is not adultery. It's not cheating. It's not lies. The most dangerous sin in the Bible is complacency. The moments you are feeling I am the best in my class, complacency, you will realize that now you don't put in your best anymore because everybody is already hailing you. You are the best. You are the same thing they did to Lucifer. Hey, Lucy, don't worry. You are the best. Lucy, you are the best. You are the best of all the angels. Nibana, she is on the ground. Oh, I didn't miss a he. I call Lucifer a she. Lucifer is a she. I didn't miss like Lucifer is a she. Lucifer, complacency. The moment you are playing Black Stars and you feel I'm the best, I am the best scorer, you realize that I feel your best doesn't come again. The moment you relax, you will see other people who are far better than you crossing you. The moment your people are hailing you in a class, You are first, and then you start relaxing in your studies. You will realize that other masters are coming ahead of you. Complacency will make you fall now. Complacency. Sometimes when I see Black Stars playing, and the coach can say, okay, you come out of the match and let this one go in, and I see them throwing their hands above. Complacency. You are not the only Ghanaian player playing outside. There are so many people who are far better. I went to Ajem Kotoku Park and I saw two boys. They were taking penalties. They have blindfolded them with a piece of cloth. They stand by the ball. The keeper is in the pole and they kick the ball with their eyes blindfolded straight into the net. And the keeper can't catch the ball. These guys are not in Real Madrid. They are not playing Black Stars, Barcelona, Chelsea, Manchester City, Manchester United.
They should come to Ajem Kotok. They should come to this school and see. They will raise serious players from here. It will amaze you. Don't be complacent. And when I talk about complacency, when we are preaching and talking to you about the good news of Christ, oh, somebody, I will repent when I am old and I am going to die, then I will repent. Then when I lie on my bed and I'm going to die, we all thought like that. I'm going to die. I will call all my children and say, pray for your father. Your father is about to die. Everybody I have offended, forgive me. Now I'm going to heaven. And I close my eyes and I go to heaven. Me, I won't come here preaching to you. Me, Sani, I call heaven. Can you be Jim? 5 minutes. I'm saying, Lord Jesus. When you say, Babu, I could shibra was our sister. I'm a bonnet chairman. Why? Heaven, no dear, whom a mobile name may be. Why? You see me be woo. Timmy Fowl, send me with a name, a cry, Jim. The cram up for heaven, here I come. And God didn't say, I'm a higher one than Nam. No! And got three songs, you know, idea who be Jim. But the Bible said, Jesus said, hell is burning with fire, and the fire that is burning, the worm does not quench, the fire does not cease. Without Christ, you are spiritually dead, and you are on your way to hell. This is not a joke. I mean, I have seen people who were about to die, and they...
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.